The pledge campaign is to remind all Ghanaians of who we are as a people, and that if we all commit to the same values, then together we can work to achieve the same goal and revive the Ghanaian spirit. This campaign will create awareness about the many things Ghanaians can do differently to help raise the flag of Ghana higher. It aims at spreading a broad change in attitude or mindset in all parts of the country and giving citizens to pledge their support to help build a desirable nation. To get people to engage, we encourage Ghanaians through press, prints, magazines, billboards, and online users to commit or solemnly promise to do better by doing the right things and sending, sharing short videos or pictures. Pledges they share online, Mr. Chairman, could be, for example, to meet and support fellow citizens, start a business and create jobs, volunteer, donate blood, pay taxes, eschew bribery and corruption, keep the environment clean, etc. Online users should also share their pledges on their personal social media accounts with the official hashtag #IPledgeGhana. It was a transparent process. People submitted their artworks. We ensured that we saw the process with which they were going through in designing their logos. I can tell you for a fact that we received over 100, you know, of them. What the subcommittee had to do was sit down and then select 20 of them and present it to the National Planning Committee. At the National Planning Committee, they went ahead, selected 5 of the logos, and then we actually had to submit these 5 logos to experts in the design industry, in the media industry, for them to see if they can actually link the theme to what they have actually presented. And in doing that, we were able to get it. Then they actually selected 1 logo to represent, you know, the anniversary celebration. So the issue of plagiarism is something that we just, it comes to us as a surprise. And in fact, we've done our own research and all that. I can tell you for a fact, as at Friday in the night, when we received the message that there was something like that going on, we Googled if we could find where that logo is coming from. We couldn't find it. By Saturday morning, we saw, you know, that website under construction, and we have pictorial evidence to show. Today, as we speak, they've actually loaded content onto that website, created a Facebook page. As at Saturday, there were 2 people liking the Facebook, and it's increasing. We don't want to associate ourselves with that. We want to depart from that. I think that this is a new government. I can assure you that propaganda will not be part of this government.
Say the reenactment of the 28th February crossroads ceremony, the eve of anniversary, is also. And then you have the parade itself, the parade which we all know involves the veterans from the World War II. Finals of public schools 60th anniversary debates. As I speak to you now, the regional debates are ongoing. It's left with 2 regions, and then there will be the final of this debate, also scheduled as part of the Ghana 60 years old anniversary. The launch of the Jubilee Youth Entrepreneur Challenge is also slated for the 1st of March. Tales of Yesteryear's documentary would be on. As I said, it's important that we remind ourselves as a nation where we're coming from, where we are now, and possibly moving forward where and mobilizing for Ghana's future, where we would be. A flag dropping day has been scheduled to start on the 1st of March, where the Ghanaian flag, which looks like missing in the scheme of things as a people. There's going to be a lecture on the theme for Ghana 60 years old on the 2nd of March.